back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively at Drug City. The sign over John Maroon's head says so. We're in the tasting room where we are tasting parts of Drug City, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Maryland Lottery sponsoring everything we're doing here. Chuck's bringing in, he's a soda jerk. He doesn't mind being called that. I'll be honest with you, down here at Drug City at the fountain. So get on down here. Our friends at the Window Nation also bringing it together, the 1 year anniversary of my windows. Very happy to have my windows open lately. Good weather, nice breeze. My cat likes it. It's awesome. 866-90-NATION, a way to find them. And a big thanks to everybody, Costas, for making Thursday awesome. I have my Raskin Global. This is a special crab mallet. You guys from Syracuse, you know, New York Jets fans,
hey,
surrounded
listen.
By people know what the hell a crab is. I got to get Bill Yerman and Rodney up here to talk
it's
about
a bunch of
Baltimore
shit.
Things.
I've been eating crabs since I moved here in 95 and loving them. So back off.
Have you ever
now.
Seen one of these? This is a crab mallet with a beer opener on the side. I mean, that is ingenuity.
Right,
that is ingenious.
I mean, if Barney Rubble and Fred Flintstone would have come up with that, they would have made a million.
But,
big appreciation, everybody at Casas. We have friends on the program. We got Baltimore County Executive Johnny O's coming by a little later on. We're going to find Ray Bachman at some point, but we couldn't get Ray, so we got Andy, the original producers at WNST. Andy joined us in October 1998. We went on the air August 3rd of 1998. I think Maroon doesn't, I don't think you were in the basement. I have pictures of you with Ray Miller and Mike Tomlin. Timlin, the pitcher.
Yeah.
Mike
they
Tomlin
came out
is
to the barn, yeah.
Is the
yeah.
football coach.
Right.
They came out to the barn.
Yep.
But Ray Miller in my studio, I have pictures of you bringing him over. The late, great Ray Miller, right?
Yes.
The rabbit.
The rabbit.
So I don't
Mike
think you
Timlin.
Were there for the original buffet, but I have pictures of Mike Bordick in my studio with his kids when they were little. So guys used to come over all the time. So Maroon's an OG. He's in the PR game now. He's given up vanilla milkshakes on desks of Redskins coaches.
Listen, can I give a shout?
Please,
first of all,
we're Drug City.
We're Drug City. Never heard of it. Never been here. It's amazing.
You got to do your beer
this
thing here, dude. Here's what you need to do.
I will. Yeah, you're right.
You just do your beer thing.
This guy's the soda jerk, Chuck. He just made me a cherry Coke, handmade cherry Coke. It's awesome.
He didn't make me a damn thing.
I
have
an egg cream he made for me.
Is that my
chocolate
smash?
Egg cream?
Hold on, give me that. Are you on the egg cream? Rodney's on
That's
the egg
I
cream.
Got here, yeah.
By the way, Rodney brought me, and I feel bad making him wait, but he'll be wildly entertained by this segment. He brought me one of these pineapple upside down pies that I've had in little slices, and he brought me the whole pie, so I'm going to be eating pie for a month.
And a little shout-out to the Trinophilus family.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. We couldn't get Pete or Nick or Kostas on the show, so we had the best member of the family, Christine, joined us yesterday, so we had her on for a little while. We're Drug City. I wanted to say this about sports because we dropped off on this. The one thing, you grew up in sports. All you ever wanted to do was be a sports radio guy. All I ever wanted to do was be Oscar Madison or John Steadman. What did you want to be when you were a little boy?
I had no idea.
But you worked in sports for a lifetime, and you got into it.
I did, but I got lucky. So
NBA, right? Was your?
I started at Major League Baseball.
And then went to
And then went to Cleveland Indians, the NBA, the Baltimore Orioles, the Washington Redskins.
So you did three out of the four. Never hockey.
Never hockey.
Okay.
Well, I heard that's great.
And then Cal. I mean, Cal was his own thing.
But it was never, it was never a passion when I was growing up. I liked sports like every little kid, but I didn't even know there was an opportunity to work in sports. It all came when I went to St. John's University, and I needed an internship for my last semester. And my late dean, Bernie Beglane, was really well-connected, and he got me an internship at Major League Baseball, unpaid in the summer of 86 or 87. And it led to my first job from Phyllis Merridge, was my first.
Well, then you got out of sports then, to some degree. I mean, Cal.
Oh, I'm out of sports for the most part.
But do you,
for clients.
But now as a fan, I mean, you're showing your Jets thing on the back of your phone. You're all geeked up about the fake opportunity that they think they have to win this year.
I can't wait to take your money. I can't wait.
I'm not betting on Lamar Jackson against Aaron Rodgers. I'll take Aaron Rodgers in that bet. You've been listening to the wrong station.
Hey, this has
if
nothing
you think
to do with the
I'm
Ravens.
Like all in,
I love the Ravens. Mad respect. We don't even play
if
each other.
Lamar,
you said the Jets aren't making the playoffs,
Lamar,
so I'm going to take $100.
If Lamar can navigate Mahomes, Herbert, whatever that thing is in January to beat three of those guys, I'll anoint him Joe Flacco. We'll build a statue for him. You know what I mean? Because I think it was hard already. And you believe that you just made it a lot harder by bringing Aaron Rodgers to the AFC.
Putting aside the differences of the teams, specific teams, the AFC is crazy.
Right.
It's insane. Like, the NFC is a little leaks, and AFC is just loaded and stacked, and it's going to be a war. It's hard to see somebody getting past Kansas City. It just is. But, you know, the Ravens, the Bengals, you got us.
The Chargers think there's something. The Jaguars think there's something.
How about Josh Allen and the Bills?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Fierce. So it's crazy, you know. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch. Look, from a Jets fan perspective, it's the first time in a long time we've been able to be excited. So allow me that.
You can bet him 100.
I'm an Oriole fan.
And I'm laying
$100. I know what that feels like.
No, you can bet him 100 bucks, but honestly, with sports betting right now, I bet you the Jets to make the playoffs would pay more than 100 bucks, right?
That's true, but it would be less fun than getting
in. Where are you guys on this gambling thing? Dude, you would have thrown me out. Kevin Byrne would have thrown me out. I got thrown out anyway. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
It was a different time, you know.
Did you ever think this would happen? I think it's really dangerous, John. I mean, you spent time in sport. They're ringing this kid up for gambling on games, the NFL kid this week. Yeah. And I just... There's always guys making hundreds of millions of dollars at a there's always somebody on the end of something. If he could affect something in a college basketball game where you're playing a cop and God bless that, wouldn't have... But this is dangerous.
The line on everything is so gray right now that it does bring concern. I think it's, you look at the gambling for sure, there's that. You look at the NIL stuff with the college athletes. I think there's just a lot of gray, and nobody knows how to define it. Football conferences are running college football. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. Time will tell, but I think there's a lot of vagarity, and I think there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of room for corruption.
Well, I mean, in the case of Andy's team at Syracuse, Boeheim could just pay the guys legally instead of doing it the way he did it.
Look, St. John's is my alma mater, and
I got a kid.
We hired Rick Pitino, and we changed the whole roster, and NIL had a lot to do with that. Mike Rapoli, the founder of Vitamin Water, is the biggest St. John's University booster. He brought in Pitino. There's one guy left from last year. And as
the University of Miami
alum,
bought a basketball team last year.
Look,
right?
As a St. John's alum, it's very exciting, but there's just so much out there that nobody knows where the rule ends and begins, and you get all these players being suspended. So like Calvin Ridley got suspended from the NFL for a year for placing a bet on a game that had nothing to do with his team. And like, it's just very vague and hence open to a lot of issues.
Yeah, and you got Pete Rose sitting out there going, wait a minute.
Yeah,
everybody.
Right.
Now, at least when you can, the only argument you can make there is the rules were very clear then.
Yes.
They're not clear now. That's what always bothers me and makes it a little scary to me.
I did a Connects event, a networking morning event. I'm sure you've been to some of those with Mike Tisch and those guys over there. And Ryan Ripken spoke. Ryan was unbelievable.
Yeah. Ryan's great.
I had lunch with Ryan a couple weeks ago. It's great. Cal, be proud, Cal. You did well. but I heard Gary Williams was the speaker the month before. And Gary's up, and it was... No offense to Gary, he was like an old man. Like he's like, they're going to put guardrails in eventually or soon. And I'm like, who?
Right, I mean, who is a big question?
They're going to put guardrails in on capitalism? I don't. You know, if my kid were 17 and can dribble and dunk, or could, God forbid, be a running back at this point, like you would start directing your kid right away to saying, well, how are we going to get? It used to be, how can little Susie get a scholarship? Now, after Angel Reese, it's, you know, how can Susie get money for being a soccer star on her campus or a gymnast? Or, I mean, it's not just about the football players. I think there's going to be other opportunities above and beyond just being the best basketball or football player.
Well, you see it too, right? You see it with the gymnast, the young woman. I think she's at LSU, Livy.
She's making
millions. She's a gymnast, but she's an attractive young woman. She speaks well. She's getting a lot of deals, and she's making literally millions while in college. Is that good or bad? I don't know. Like, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but I just think, to your point, who's watching all this? Who's kind of
guarding
it? The NCAA has lost a lot of its mojo, if it even has any more. Football conferences are running it. So I just think the whole thing is just, it'll be very interesting to see evolve. Historically, this world has a way of hitting a tipping point where it reverts and goes back and kind of self-corrects. Our world does that, and I hope that happens. Right now, I'm still as interested in sports as I ever am. It hasn't dissuaded me. So I would imagine that's going to be a part of it, is if people start to get turned off by it. I don't see that. I see the opposite. Gaming is going through the roof.
Well, baseball and football, all the sports, but baseball specifically, and we've all been around baseball forever. I never thought about it. I don't even know how to bet on. When I'm in Vegas and I see, I don't even know really. Either. And I'm thinking, why would I bet on a starting pitcher? I mean, like, that's not really the effect on the game. And now you can bet on every pitch, and they're going to have Ben McDonald in it on it, and Palmer. If you're broadcasting, you're talking. Lockenfora was giving his insider picks last night on the internet for the Jets Browns preseason game.
This
is a guy who's a journalist, and this is where we're taking journalism. This is where we're taking broadcasters. Right. This is where we're taking Big Poppy with the hose. This is where we're taking Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long on Sunday. I mean. Everybody's Jimmy the Greek.
Well,
now,
look,
right?
I mean, I don't know if anybody here watches golf, but I do. And now, big part of what when they talk about is golf is the odds and who the odds makers are picking in these respective tournament or major. I got my Barstool Sports app. I'm laying down some wagers, but you know, I don't know how to do it half the time. To your point, it's so complex. But you can bet on anybody, anything right now.
But baseball sees that as a tub of money that's going to offset.
Sure.
I saw Sinclair lost $75 million. These RSNs, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over for Masson and home team sports. Where their next revenue stream isn't in soaking more fans in the outfield for $40. They can only spend. Baseball fans, especially with baseball, where you want them to come more often, they have these $60 a month, you know, come down and that's great, but that's not a lot of revenue. That's not the kind of revenue that they were getting from cable television and the cord cutting and where can I find my game on for my team's playing, they're in the pennant race. I don't have Apple Plus. I'm not giving Apple my like all of those things that they haven't, even streaming in Pennsylvania, Luke covers the team for me and can't get the games. They haven't figured any of that out, but the gambling, they smell money there. They smell growth that more so than ticket sales.
I think the NFL's done a good job with the football streaming. Now, it's not everyone isn't loving it right now, but they're figuring out how to find new areas of money, new ways to tap into younger fans with the Amazon games. Now you got YouTube TV as DirecTV Sunday Ticket. I would never have even thought I knew how to work YouTube TV. I'm a YouTube TV subscriber.
Are you?
Because I
am
the Sunday Ticket.
I was going to ask
only
you,
for that reason.
I was going to ask both of you how we do. My wife is a Verizon employee, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, we're a Fios family, and for what I do for a living. I mean, free shout out to Fios. They're not my sponsor, but the speed of what I need to do with video and audio and all the things I do, I need that, and that's what I... And I discovered Access TV, right? Cubans. So, I mean, I have cable to some degree, and that's how I get the Oriole games when I get it. But Thursday Night Football, I'm looking for Joe Buck, and I got to fire up the computer.
Yeah.
But tell me your experience on this, because that certainly has changed.
So it was interesting.
Right?
The day that happened, I called up DirecTV, and they were getting flooded with calls. The only reason I had DirecTV was for the Sunday Ticket. It came, ripped my dish off, and I got YouTube TV. And I thought, I don't even know how this works. YouTube TV is just like having Verizon. It's just like having Comcast. You have all the stations. I would love your perspective. I think the thing they need to work on, their guide sucks. And it doesn't have actual numbers. So you need to like scan
it's
around channel
and mate.
Jump around the channel mate. Yeah.
My
yeah.
thing, I just talk to
but
it.
But it has, it has everything. It's like, you're not going to say, this is weird or I'm losing anything. They have all the channels. But again, we did it because we want to watch Sunday Ticket. Sunday Ticket's so valuable. And, you know, they had unlimited resources because they're owned by, Google, right? Aren't they Alphabet, YouTube?
Right.
So, you know.
Unlimited resources.
And they give you an unlimited DVR. So you literally say there's an episode of Magnum PI you want to catch. But what I notice is when you click record it, it records literally every time that show is on again. Every episode, I probably have, I think I did one Magnum PI rerun. Now I have 600 episodes to watch anytime I want to.
I just lost focus when you said you were recording Magnum PI.
All I see is you and Tom Selleck, you know, eating poi together.
Andy Miller's
here. John Maroon is here. We're celebrating 25 years and celebrating with an almond smash. What do you have? A root beer?
Happy anniversary.
What
I'm going Cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke? What is
egg
that?
Cream. Chocolate egg cream.
I've got pie. You know, it's something really nice. I want to give a shout out to Kevin Gray. My friend who wrote a book on Joe Gans. He came to Costas yesterday, and I was so in between, like, people giving me stuff and taking stuff. I had Free the Bird shirts and Get Nasty and signs and all this stuff. And he brought me a bag up. He's like, I brought you something I heard you talk about on the air before that you wanted. And I'm like, well, you know. And he pulls it out. The Orioles give away a lot of crap, right? And I had I had a Palmer statue at one point. I think I had a bro, and I didn't really have a place to put him, so I wound up just like Robbie took him over for Robbie's first. So, and I had all of this stuff at the radio station that I was trying to get rid of, just to downsize before it got wrecked. Bobbleheads, Chuck Thompson bobbleheads that said "Ain't the Beer Cold," like all that stuff that was cute at the radio station, but it's just. It's time. It's just time for someone else to have it in their man cave, and completely. I just lost train of thought of what I was talking about.
Anniversary. I'm a radio host. Anniversary.
So Kevin comes over yesterday with the bag, and he says, "I heard you say you wanted this. The only thing I ever wanted that they've given away." I had a Felix Pie shirt. I had a Wild Bill Hagee. I still have the 34. I don't need a Chris Tillman jersey. I didn't need any of that ever. They're doing Eddie Murray with Rofo this week. I love Eddie. I don't need the buy. I love Rofo. I don't need the. But the Jim Palmer 66 throwback that was the Aparicio era with the Orioles and the 22, the black Palmer on the back. I never got one of those. I never went on eBay to give somebody $75. I thought it would be kind of cheesy and like I wouldn't want it on my skin. Like I don't like those Hawaiian shirts. I touch them. I'm like I ain't wearing that on 100 degree. It's not what I want. He brought it, and I wore it yesterday, and then I started touching Jim Palmer a little bit, touching all James Alvin, and I'm like, it's the nicest thing anybody's given me in a long time, so I just want to say that. And I said to my wife, it's too big for me. It's way too big for me, but it sort of drapes off of me, and Palmer's never done my show, and Palmer doesn't dislike me. Like, if I see Jim, he's Jim. He's his own thing. He has his own way about him with everybody, right? And I love Jim. I mean, Jim Palmer's the greatest Oriole ever. God. No offense to Brooks. No offense to Cal. I'm a Cal's guy, but Jim was the guy. And I have this thing, and I said, that's my new jersey. I'm going to wear it from now on.
I love it.
I'm going to wear the Palmer 66er because I've been looking at this Aparicio orange that's kind of custom made on the internet, and there's a Chicago White Sox 69 gray with blue and white's beautiful, nice. But it's not Orioles, right? I have my Oriole Aparicio. I have a jersey, but I need something fresh. So the Palmer 66 as a gift. Thank you, Kevin Gray. So people are bringing me nice stuff. What'd you bring me?
I think this is going somewhere. We didn't bring you anything.
Oh boy,
I owe you.
There's something in the car. I just have to bring it in.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Be right back.
It's really good to see you. I love you both. Thank you on behalf of everything you've done post our sports relation. How's Cal doing? What's going on with Cal?
Cal, we were just talking. Rod and I were just talking. He's doing great. He's loving life. Living in Annapolis.
Once you have a crab cake with me. Come on, I gotta get a crab cake with you.
We'll figure out a time to have a crab cake with him. We just gotta do it down in Annapolis.
I wanna meet Cal.
By the way,
his boy,
Ryan.
I've never met Ryan Ripken. Yeah. I didn't know Ryan Ripken. Ryan Ripken joined me and my wife for a lunch and watched the ball game together a couple weeks ago because he was just so friggin' impressive to me at that Connects event. And I don't listen to 105. No offense. I follow him on Twitter. I just have found Cal should be real, and I don't know the daughter either, Rachel. I don't know.
Rachel just got married last weekend. Happy wedding to Rachel out in Colorado. So she's doing wonderfully. She's been living there since college, and
nice.
Her and her husband's name Camden. Her and Camden got married last weekend. Can't make it up.
It's a PR guy. You're making this up.
Man, these are facts. And Ryan's doing great. And I knew Ryan when he was a 3-year-old little boy. He just turned 30. And he's doing all the right things, right? Post-playing career and doing a lot of different media, doing his own thing, doing a lot of different broadcasting opportunities. He's got podcasts going on. He's speaking. He's just launched a fantasy football league with the Iron Rooster. He's out of control.
So, Andy, you'll appreciate this. What's the most important thing other than listeners for WNST when we start?
Well, sponsors, obviously.
Right. Okay, so good answer. That's why you worked for me. Right. That's why I love you all these years. And that's why the guys at 105.7, they never understood it. Like, I don't know if you really understood it as an Oriole employee in 1995.
For sure I did not. For sure I didn't. That was my pre-entrepreneurial days. I did not understand the critical nature of that.
Okay, fair enough. Sure. Right, so... And I've had all these young people, and he and I talked for an hour before you got here about everybody wanted the microphone. I mean, literally, I'm 28 years old. I own a radio station. You see all this media out there. Yeah. The next thing that happened is credible people like Andy Mueller would send me, or send Hennessy at the time, a resume and say, I went to Syracuse. I'm a journalism guy. Even though I'm a Yankee fan, I want to do this the right way.
I didn't
way.
Say even though I'm a Yankee fan, but okay, yeah.
But even though my basketball coach cheats, you're right. But I also had people that knew a lot about sports that wanted to take the microphone, Bob Haney being one of them, who is an encyclopedia, right? So all these people came into my life. Some of them had off-the-field issues. Some of them had personality issues with me. Some of them, but they all had one thing in common. They all wanted to grab the microphone, eat it. Everybody wants to eat the pie. Nobody wants to friggin' make the pie. Like, seriously. And it was so easy. The microphone's there. It was and people could call in and be a part of it. And they thought, I'm a good caller. I can be a good host. And I was such a prick about all the hiring I did. And Luke's the only one to survive. Luke, the first night he came in, passed every – he knew everything. And I'm like, you're – and he went to Syracuse too. He was prepared for it. But how many people that came in that just wanted to be a part of it? In that sort of way back in the day. And Ryan Ripken meets me, and we're at Nacho Mama's. We get some nachos, and the Orioles are on. And within the first 5 minutes, he said to me, I got a sponsor. I said, my wife's eyes lit up. She's like, you love him. You love him.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, dude, I don't have to teach you about sponsors. I had people that were with me 15 years that didn't really understand that this was the basis of what we do. So I that was my man crush on Ryan Ripken. As he's like, oh, I know I need sponsors to pay for myself. And I thought, yeah, it's kind of how your dad built the Ironbirds. And I'm thinking, oh, you grew up in this. Because Cal probably didn't know all of that until, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to have a stadium, and we're going to have to have a name on it.
How are we paying for all this shit, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, and look, let me say this, Ness, before we let your next guest go, and we'll get out of your hair. But first of all, thank you. Secondly, congratulations, because I think people don't really understand the amount of hard work and hustle that it takes to do what you did with NST. And, you know, it never ends. It never stops. Your energy level continues to freak me out and amaze me. And, you know, whether through personal tribulations, like with Jen's struggles, you've just kind of seen it all through, stay true to yourself. And I know our clients that work with you, like Classic Five Golf and the Restaurant Association of Maryland, among others, they just enjoy engaging with you. They're appreciative of the hard work you put in. So seriously, happy anniversary. And for as long as you can do this, I wish you nothing but the best.
I'm putting together a new WNST media kit for Baltimore Positive. We have this really cool 25th anniversary. Thank you, Jessica Vallis, Hartford Design. Man, you need somebody.
I know Jessica Vallis' father-in-law.
Glenn.
Yes.
That's how I knew her. I saw her last name. I'm like, you related to Glenn? She's like, that's my father-in-law, right? I said, I think Glenn went to Beijing with me. Was Glenn on that trip?
I think he was. I think I might have predated Glenn by a little.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't think you came to China with
him. Do you know Maroon and I went to the top of the Great Wall of China together?
Yeah, that's true. With Cal Ripken,
with
right?
Cal,
yeah,
this is true. And Kelly's dad was there.
Yeah, Bob.
And we took there's a toboggan.
That was insane.
You never could. Bill Yerman's here. If I told Bill Yerman, you ever been to the Great Wall of China? No. If you ever go, there's a toboggan at the top. You go like, that's bullshit. That's at the top of Dundalk High School.
It's insane.
You're making that up. And it said toboggan. And I looked at it and I'm like, and we're at the top of the Great Wall of China.
The
looking
most amazing
down.
Structure ever. It's insane.
I mean, and then we get on this toboggan and you literally ride it like a coaster in Hershey Park.
It's like Disney. It spits you into a gift shop where they're selling all sorts of tchotchkes and shit.
Yeah, it spits you into a gift shop. It's crazy. This is a true story. Yeah. And there's two Mongols who meet you and their teeth are all missing and they're in these robes. They look like just something from the 5th century and they have these swords and they don't speak any English. They want you to take a picture and give them $5, right? So since that happened, since 2008, there have been a dozen people on my Facebook who go to China, do it, and they have a picture with the same guys.
Yeah. That's awesome. That was an all-time trip, man. That was an all-time trip.
Oh, my God. Rick Mace was with us?
That's right.
All I know, and man, I could do this with you for hours. I don't kiss your ass on Cal. I don't kiss Cal's ass, but because I love Cal. I admitted on the air yesterday, I was always afraid of Senior. I never really... He intimidated me.
Me too.
I said I was never intimidated by Cal, but I was intimidated by Senior. And I was intimidated by Mike Flanagan at that time in my life. But the China thing, you go over there and you're a part of it. But we're on the plane and we go down to Dulles and we're going to fly together. And Maroon's very skeptical of me because he's PR, he's protecting Cal. And it's the era where YouTube first started. Now, YouTube didn't work in China. It was shut down. TikTok works if you want to be in business with the Chinese government. But I had a camera and I was taping everything. Maroon comes halfway through the plane. Mace and I are together, my wife. We're watching our plane on the little United thing go over the North Pole. Yeah. Like, we're about to go over the North Pole. Maroon comes up and says, hey, Cal's awake. If you guys want to come back and, you know, do the pre-interview, come on back in the plane. So we went back, sat with Cal, and there's all this plane noise you can hear because I'm holding the camera. I didn't have you would have killed me because it didn't have perfect audio. He's my he's an audio guy, right? Why did you take a lav mic? You would have been like, oh, right?
Pin it
so
on him.
I have this interview that sits on YouTube and your YouTube TVs of me and Rick Mace interviewing Cal Ripken over the North Pole.
Yeah, that's right. The nonstop to Beijing.
We did 30 minutes with Cal Ripken, me and Rick, about him. I see the video of those little girls and think those girls are 17 years old and hope that they found a home and a lobby. Cal played quick ball, baseball, wiffle ball kind of with a softball with... In China, they abandon their daughters. They only get one child. If you have a daughter, you give her up. So this was like...
an orphanage.
It'll break your friggin' heart to even talk about it. But like, we did all of these things over there.
Do you remember we got all those kids a bunch of coats? They needed coats. It was an amazing trip.
Oh my God, we cried every... Yeah. We got in the car at the... This is true. We got in the car at the orphanage. PJ Suroff, we had a van, like a 12... You remember this? We were with the State Department.
Yeah.
We had a 12-person van. Jeff Wilkinson, the Renegade guys were there. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
All those guys were there. We got in the van after the quick ball thing, and we're bawling. All 12 of us are sobbing in the back. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of that.
That was cool.
All right, John Maroon, he's cool.
Great, thank you, Andy Mueller.
He's cool. Yankees suck.
Yeah, we're not arguing this. Why are you looking at me? I just grew up in New Jersey, dude.
Say it out loud. The last place New York Yankees.
The last place New York Yankees.
Yeah, all right. That's worth celebrating. 25 years I've done this on the radio. I had to live 25 years to get them in the last place. All right, it's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, Window Nation. We're in Drug City. My thanks to John. My thanks to Andy for coming early, staying late, drinking chocolate egg creams and almond smashes. And he was like going to order a root beer. Who comes here and orders just a root beer?
I got a cherry Coke. I gave my root beer to Billy. Pushed it aside.
Bill Yerman, Rodney the Pie Man. We're going to get dangerous. We're going to get delicious. We're at Drug City. It's all part of our 25th anniversary. Stay with us. Thank you.